footprints.
We expect icing to be a problem throughout tomorrow morning's commute. You should leave early and drive slowly. We still have 632 DOT trucks on the road. They are making steady progress and now are really widening passage, having done an outstanding job on the highways. We got through this a lot better than a lot of other states. Our friends down in Pennsylvania will be seeing some utility crews from Connecticut, as both utilities will be dispatching teams to help restore the 650,000 people who are without power. If you live next to an elderly person, would you please offer to help with the steps or the sidewalk to and from their home to make their life a little easier?
That's the voice of Governor Malloy from Connecticut. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So salt shortages, snow days where parents are ready to tear their hair out, a winter storm again hitting about 120 million people. You heard Governor Malloy say there that they were helping their friends in Pennsylvania, about 800,000 people without power. That's rough when you're talking about the chilly temperatures where it's, you know, 20 degrees, and in some cases almost in the single digits, just as it was described, buckets of snow filling the streets in Boston, a lot of ice, so you hear the crackling of the trees. I went through that. It's very strange when you're sleeping and hear the, it's like you're on the set of Sleepy Hollow as you hear this cracking sound all night long, and that's what pulls those power lines down so often. So from the Midwest to New England, here we go again. It's either ice, it's snow, it's sleet, it's something else, and there's more snow days. It's so funny when you're a kid, at least when I was a kid, I loved the snow days, but it seemed like they were far and few between. Even when we would have the occasional blizzard, it's nothing like they're seeing this year. All kinds of records are being shattered. And who's the most popular man or woman in town? The meteorologist. They're the most popular person. Everybody's asking them, what's coming next? When's the storm going to hit us? What's happening? So it's pretty cold, too. 40 degrees below average in some places. Even in places like Helena, you know, Montana, for example, like Bozeman. I've been to Bozeman. And there, they're 10, 15 degrees off. So it's wild, the snow, the ice, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, who are the people that are really being affected by this? Well, the governor of New York, Cuomo, declares an emergency for the entire state again, shuts down 84 because he doesn't want people on the roads seeing what's happened when they've been on the roads. And, of course, because of Atlanta over a week ago, which was about a week ago, which was insane, where everybody hit the streets as early as they could, got out of work, and then ended up in cars for 10 and 12 hours. I think other people are taking their cues from this, other states, and saying, well, let's just not even have them on the roads if we can. And the problem is, in some places, the salt truck drivers are trying to get salt stockpiles moved to where they need to be. And this is a problem in New York City and Long Island. In Pennsylvania, Villanova announced that it would be closed Thursday and Friday because the power, the school's power provider said there's probably going to be an outage in that area. At least they knew ahead of time. Hey, we're handicapping this storm. We're not going to have school through the rest of the week. In Kansas, in the Midwest, they're saying they had a third winter-related death from the storm. A 58-year-old guy died overnight. This was a traffic accident-related thing. This just goes to that whole thing about ice you don't see or somebody hitting you or something else that happens, a power line going down. In Michigan, two Delta Airline planes got stuck in the snow in unrelated incidents at that airport there in Detroit. Southwest Airlines, they hit a snowbank when they were taxiing to a gate in Kansas City. How do you hit a snow? They couldn't see. How do you hit that snowbank? So airlines canceled over 3,000 flights on Wednesday. And there were a lot of people affected at Newark, LaGuardia, Boston, Logan Airport there. Also, there were a lot of delays in Chicago, Philly, Charlotte, North Carolina. And then you look at these totals, like I was saying, that we're also fascinated by, right? We love records. Boston about 8 inches ahead of its normal snowfall pace for the year. And in New York, the number's like 23 inches. Crazy. I know I've said this a couple times because I'm kind of fascinated by it. I can't believe it. I can't believe where we're at now with this winter weather. And I think of all those years I lived back east and all those times when I was a kid when, man, we went to bed, we were praying for snow. Oh, could we just have off? But we didn't really, I don't really remember having that many snow days. Do you remember having a lot of snow days? What's it been like for you dealing with the winter weather? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I want to hear your story because some people absolutely hate it. Some people embrace it. Although I'd have to say, based on the emails that I've gotten, a lot of people aren't crazy about the winter weather. It's one thing when it's all fun and games and you can hang out, and it's another thing when you have to worry about it, dig cars out and get to work and get public transportation and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Big, big things happening when it comes to the Olympics. The Olympics start on Thursday. And on this show, don't forget, we have our Olympic Challenge. The last two segments of our third hour, gold, silver, and bronze. How many medals do you think the U.S. will win? So there's two ways you could win the challenge: overall medal count, and then the breakdown of the others, if you got one of those right. It's tough to do, but not impossible. I think the U.S. will still come up with a lot of medals in this one. How many? I'm not sure yet. I haven't even decided at this point how many medals I think that we'll end up walking away with. In talking about Russia, there is big concern over terrorism. Of course, that's not anything new, except for a new warning. And you know this is because they intercepted a few things that told them, Homeland Security and others, to look in this direction. But airlines headed for Russia and the Olympics are being warned, basically, to look out for toothpaste tubes that might have bomb-making ingredients and could be smuggled aboard by would-be terrorists, right? So this is a tricky way to try to get in material and meet somebody on the other side or have something on the other side and be able to put this bomb together. Most of the planes, however, aren't coming directly from the United States. They're coming a lot from Europe and from other countries in Asia. The congressman from New York, Pete King, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, subcommittee actually on counterterrorism intelligence, says he wouldn't travel to Russia. Would you? Would you travel to Russia with all these warnings? Hang with us. More to come on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will love you.
So Congressman Pete King from New York says he wouldn't go to the Olympics while Mitt Romney, the former Republican presidential candidate for president last time around, says he would go to the Olympics, that you can't hide away for the possibilities of things that can happen. I'll tell you, it just has a weird feel. It does. The Sochi Olympics have a very strange feel to me, and I certainly hope nothing happens. But the fact that you have what seems to be such a laissez-faire attitude by the Russians, who aren't really sharing much information with everybody else about security details, and then some of the cockamamie things that are happening in the Olympic Village, I think there's reason for concern. Although in the Olympic Village, and I think around the Olympic venues, would be the safer places to be, because there is absolutely a lot of security on the ground. But I think there's a good reason for concern. And obviously, they tapped into something with this toothpaste thing, not saying too much about where they intercepted that. Not that all these possibilities happening of ways to get bomb-making materials in aren't constantly going on, but there's something very specific about that. So there's a reason why. And you think of it. You think of Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, almost pulled it off, didn't. Abdullah Muttalib, the underwear bomber, almost pulled it off. The whole idea there, set, you know, boom, he's the suicide bomber. Didn't work. Didn't work with Richard Reed. And now this whole thing with the toothpaste. But I think it's more about getting something in there. And how long have we known about the Olympics? And could there be something already on the ground hidden? And, I mean, certainly my... I hope not. I hope that that this is not, that nothing happens at the Olympics. And, you know, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, says that anyone who wants to go to the Olympics, which are just a great event, should go. We're not telling people not to go, but that they should be alert and take precautions. That you have to have a consciousness about it, which is what we say all the time on the show. How many terrorists experts have we had on this show, from Jeff Atticott to David Vance to a whole slew of others who travel around the world and speak to people in India and advise people in some pretty hairy-carry places of what to do in their police forces and the average Joe. And the one common denominator is always be careful in crowded places, look around, look for exits, look for people leaving things. Look for something just abandoned if you're out in the open somewhere. But then again, you're asking people to play detective. However, I think that's the best thing you can do. Just be as diligent as you can do. And terrorism experts say that airlines definitely still are a target of terrorists that want to make a big impact with an attack. Since 2001, instead of hijackings, it's now about bombs that go off, could be hidden in luggage, all that kind of stuff. And the one that I mentioned, Christmas Day 2009, bomb in a passenger's underwear, Abdullah Mutallab. Imagine the chaos that would have created if that had happened. Thank goodness it did not. So I guess the more alert is the way to go, and that's the bottom line with that. A large majority of the direct flights, as I'll say it again, are coming not from the United States. Only a few originate from the United States, because most people have to fly somewhere else in the U.S. and then go back over that way. So this is the latest intelligence, and they're looking at what are the credible threats, the locations, the capabilities of the known bomb makers and the groups that have the ability to build a bomb in a container like a toothpaste tube, because it would be very hard to detect explosives, because you would have you got to think of what a tube is like, a toothpaste tube. You wouldn't have a lot of metal content and whatnot. So there could be a way to, I think, to dodge that. But now it's out in the open, so they'd be looking for this and looking for the possibility of that, you know, that someone's trying to get in that way or trying to do something that way, I guess, is the best way to put that. A couple of other things that are a big concern, I think, in this country. And I brought this up on our previous show, and some of you actually reacted to this. I got a couple of emails. You know, I'm pro-military in the sense that I can't say enough about, I mean, seriously, the people who have served and the people who are serving. But the price that some people are willing to pay, and the one thing about being the soldier, and depending on whether you're higher up in the ranks or whether you're enlisted and whatnot, now there's a great concern, and Hagel's seeing this, the Defense Secretary is seeing this. He's ordering that there's a push to ensure moral character and moral courage in enforcing, you know, what's happening because of these ethical problems all of a sudden that they're hitting on, the cheating with the senior sailors in the nuclear side of the Navy. The Air Force revealing that there was cheating on proficiency tests among the nuclear missile launch officers in Montana, and the senior officers in all branches, frankly, of the armed forces that have been caught in these crazy episodes of wild behavior. I mean, things that are not, they're on leave. Nothing, it's not like that. It's like over the top. So hundreds of soldiers, it's crazy, I was thinking about this the other day, hundreds of soldiers and a whole bunch of others are under a criminal investigation in this scheme to take payments and kickbacks from the recruiting program. So there's been a whole series of these things that have happened lately in the past year, especially it's been bad. So now if you think about this, we're talking Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. And listen, just like anything else from a professional football team to the average Joe on the street to the military, people are people. And you're going to have a little bit of everything in the mix when you have people together. nobody's perfect. But the fact that you're seeing these, a lot of the cheating things, especially, I think that's worrisome. That is it just so difficult? Is it hard to recruit the right people? Is the, so now with the fraudulent side of it, is it just the zealotry of, gosh, I've got to get numbers in to get money because then they're taking the money themselves? So there's definite reasons for Hagel, I think, and anybody else in one of those positions where the people under them, unfortunately, have missed some of what's happening. And then a couple of the top things I mentioned, the nuclear areas. So what's going on with the cheating with the, you know, in the Navy, that it's just too, is it reflect that they're not getting some of the right people in the right positions? Or, you know, that's why they got to crack down and do this investigation so they can get a better, I think, so they can get a better handle on what's happened lately. How come these are all these things in a row? And, you know, why is that? Why is there so many, particularly in this one area? Very surprising. Like I said, you're going to have a little bit of everything. It's a microcosm of society. But that many is the part that would be something to worry about. Coming up on America Tonight, I'm going to talk to, we're going to talk to Kevin Martin from Project 21, who is fuming and says he's sick and tired of the NAACP trashing black conservatives. And there's a reason for this, and he'll talk about a reverend in North Carolina who is really attacking, in a couple of different ways, black conservatives. We love Kevin, and he's got a really hot opinion on that. And then also we can count, because I always say it's about the numbers here. How many stories do I go through where it's everything points to certain numbers? And we've got some pretty big ones for you coming up when we do We Can Count, too, as well. So stick around for sure, because all that and more is coming up next as we boot it to the other side.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Again, check this out. The Reverend William Barber, who's the head of the NAACP in the state of North Carolina, less than just a month after ripping into a black conservative lawmaker by comparing him to a ventriloquist dummy, he sort of upped the ante, if you will, by attacking across the board, I think, black conservatives and other minorities who favor the small government that we talk about all the time, and more liberty. He called them mouthpieces for an apparently white political conspiracy. The Washington Post reported this, that this happened, and the latest claim came during an unspecified conference call. During that call, this is where the information comes from, he implied that white conservatives seek out minorities who share their values to be their mouthpieces. Specifically, Barber said they frantically seek out people of color to become mouthpieces for their particular agenda. Kevin Martin joins us from Project 21. Kevin, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Kay. Great to be back with you.
So your reaction when you heard that?
My reaction when I heard it, how can someone from a group that is a mouthpiece for white liberals point at conservatives and call us a mouthpiece? It's hypocrisy on display. It's laughable. I mean, if you look at the NAACP's platform, and you look at the Democratic National Committee's platform, both national platforms, they're interchangeable. So how are you calling me a mouthpiece? I don't have a platform. I don't speak for anyone other than myself. But you're associated with a group whose platform basically comes from the Democrat National Committee. Don't get me wrong. Why should I, as a African American, be concerned about climate change? Why should I be concerned about other things that Democrats are concerned about, but they're affecting my community negatively all the time? When this guy stands in and calls other people mouthpieces, it's totally laughable.
this is part of it. Is it kind of like saying, well, listen, if you are black, this is really the way you should be leaning. Why are you leaning in this direction? Is there that pressure anyway in the first place, or perceived pressure that why are you doing this? Why are you a conservative in the first place?
Okay, let's be honest with each other, okay? Have you ever seen Star Trek? Remember those entities called the Borg?
Yes.
They all think with one collective mind?
Yep.
Yeah, this is what they expect of again, but if it's liberal, you're supposed to show up and parrot it to the hills. You see it in Hollywood with the Oprah Winfreys and the others. Oh, if it wasn't for liberalism, I wouldn't be where I am today. Even Obama said, if it wasn't for government, you didn't create that. You didn't do that. No, if you are a minority in this country, whether it be a woman, black, Hispanic, any minority in this country, what do white elite liberals tell you? Well, you know, if it wasn't for government, like Matt made it, a public school or something like that. No, so I guess I didn't study. I guess I didn't do homework. All the things I was supposed to do, government helped me do. Okay, government birthed me in the world. I don't have two parents. My real parents are government. And, okay, if you can't make it, then we'll give you a check. So black fathers can stay out of homes. And look at it like this, Kay, and I wrote this for another website. How is it possible the NAACP can throw its support up behind marriage equality? I say that in quotes. But 70% of all households in the black community are headed by black women. What about marriage promotion of marriage in our community? Or marriage promotion in any community? Why is all of a sudden I'm supposed to be a mouthpiece? But when I look at the NAACP's national platform, they're talking about support for marriage equality and gay couples and all this. What about our community? If it's supposed to be for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, why is this guy complaining? You also notice that there are no conservatives in the NAACP.
Yes, that was my question.
Another legacy of Julian Bond and that group, because when they took over the group, they dropped out every conservative they could find. The group basically became a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party, and now all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be the ventriloquist dummy? I'm supposed to be the mouthpiece? Maybe African Americans are making a choice to seek out. Maybe they want smaller government. Maybe in the era of Obama, when we see 52% of our youth walking the streets with no job, 70% of our households headed by women, okay, a decade of generational welfare for some, maybe someone is looking for a better answer.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, Kate, this guy is a clown down in North Carolina. Okay, he's unhappy because, first of all, the Democrats don't control a damn thing down in North Carolina. And he used to be relevant when there was a Democratic governor. Now he's out of it. The guy looks like he escaped the 1980s breakdancing movie. And he wants to talk about conservatives? Come on now.
Yeah, I think he's so far out of touch with reality, it's unbelievable. And you brought up such a good point. The NAACP, why wouldn't they just embrace all? Let's embrace everybody with different opinions, different thoughts, different politically motivated reasons, ideologies, I guess is the best, not motivations, but ideologies. Is there ever going to be a point where you break that? I guess not.
No, because, see, it's like some people say, it's now the National Association for the Advancement of some colored people, or liberal colored people.
Yeah.
And that's why they have to go on the attack. You have to understand, you and I have discussed this in the past. The era of Obama was supposed to be the progressive era where every conservative was shown the mistake that were ever made, Ronald Reagan, any of those. Yeah, see, we're going to show you how it's done. Now the whole thing is crumbling. All these people who have attached, it's like the old adage of attaching your wagon to a falling star. Eventually you burn up in the atmosphere. And now this guy is looking for a straw man to lash out at, whether it be Senator Tim Scott or myself or any other conservatives of color. Because, see, first of all, we told you a long time ago, see, told you so. Okay, and now they have to come back and they have to defend it. People are running from this president. He shows up and Democrats don't even want to associate themselves with. They want to be on the other side of the state. Whether it be Kay Hagan down in North Carolina, that's another reason he's going off. Or whether it's Mary Landrieu down in Louisiana or Mark Pry up in Arkansas. They thought they were going to come to town and show us our mistake. Well, it kind of backfired. Conservatives have been saying, okay, trickle down big government does not work. Mm-hmm. And that's why this guy is going off. And you're going to see more and more of this. And believe me, Kay, if this election goes the way that some of the experts say it may go, you're going to see more and more of these people going out and totally losing their mind.
Right, because they're on the other side of what they're not used to being on. They're used to just watching it all flow in, flow in, flow in, and it stays going, it keeps going rather in the same direction. When you see, it's interesting, it's like what you said, you see the head of the households are women. How do you flip that equation around?
Oh, you have to flip that equation around by promoting marriage, by saying that, look, getting a government, having a working father in the home, I'm married. Okay, having a working father in the home promotes good moral qualities among children. Children who have fathers in the home, and there have been studies done on this, they stay out of trouble, they're more active in school, they seem to advance, they later go on to college or even the military. They do something with their lives. But when you don't have a father figure in the house, when they have to go outside the home to see other father figures, whether it be gang members or whoever, you have that lost generation. I would think that the NAACP would be more interested in promoting marriage or the nuclear family than things like marriage equality, abortion, and things like that. See, it's like they talk out both sides of their necks. And there are people within the black community and conservatives of color, and I'm not going to limit to the black, who see this and say, you know what? We know that good morals, having a strong, cohesive family unit promotes positive results. The NAACP has bought into the fact that government is the be-all to save-all. It's like I said, Kate, trickle-down big government. It does not work. Mm-hmm. Whether it's health care, this guy was originally screaming about the Affordable Care Act. Okay, if it's so affordable, why are people losing their coverage, why they're seeing their premiums go up, why is all of this happening? Okay, because it was one of those things that progressives promoted for years. They had 2 years to run the government. They rammed it through, and now all of a sudden, it's falling apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what this guy is really mad about, because like I said, and I tell people this all the time, and I'm not speaking in auspices of Project 21. A lot of these are my own personal opinions. Liberals thought they could take President Obama, wrapped all the ideas up in his skin color, and everyone was supposed to step back and say, oh, well, if you oppose it, you're racist. We've heard that. An idea that does not work does not work. Like when you stay in the military, if you give a monkey a hand grenade, just stand back and watch him entertain. Because eventually he's going to figure out a way to pull the pin and blow himself up.
Right.
And that's the same thing here. These people are lashing out because it was not supposed to be this way, Kay.
Yeah.
When good conservatives like myself and other conservatives of color, whether it be Dr. Ben Carson, whether it be Ken Blackwell and others have said, look, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All you're doing is making a problem worse.
Yeah.
Now, when
exactly.
It comes down to Obamacare, I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. But when I can talk to someone like Dr. Ben Carson, and he can sit there from pillar to post and tell me what's wrong with the Affordable Care Act, I'm going to listen.
I agree.
I'm not going to listen to a politician out of Chicago. I'm going to listen to someone who has the title doctor.
I agree. Perfect way to end this. Kevin Martin, terrific stuff. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time for, yeah, my favorite thing, numbers, numbers, numbers. So let's head out to We Can Count. How about this with the winter storms? Everybody always wants to know how bad they are and how many people are affected. Well, you never know for sure. But the totals say in the Midwest and the Northeast, 120 million people are building or bundling or dealing with cold, ice, snow, or all of them. It just depends on where it is. Buckets of snow is how they're describing it in Boston. Trees that are cracking because of the ice and bringing down power lines in the Northeast. Temperatures as much as 40 degrees below normal in the plains, high plains area, so that's not good. In New York, heavy snows are really killing the salt reserves, and the governor, Cuomo, declared an emergency for the entire state and shut down Interstate 84. Now, then, you know it's coming, but you still have to deal with it, and that's the bottom line. And I've said this before, what's the total going to be? That's going to be the wild thing when winter's all over. The National Weather Service has already spitting some of that out. In New York, the number is 23 inches for snow, the snow pace. 23. Boston is 8 inches ahead of its normal snowfall pace. So it's not unusual that we see this kind of weather, but the amount of weather that we've seen is the thing that is killing people because, yes, you know it's winter, you know that this is what happens in the winter, but for goodness sake, when every third week or so you're getting just clobbered with it, that's what the deal is with most people. And that's why these records become so, so interesting, I think, really honestly. All right, so let's move to another one. How about this one for numbers anyway, talking about the, you know, we've been talking about a couple of things related to this, but specifically, if we're zeroing in, there's now this this strange case. We've talked about missing kids and people showing up, and you always think, well, that sounds like a Lifetime movie, and you don't really, is that really, really happening? Well, an Indiana man who's been missing for 18 years after his mother abducted him and her two other children to Mexico was reunited with his father after the son went to a U.S. consulate and declared he wanted to go home. 23 years old, Nathan Slinkard's mother, Trina, lost the custody, listen to this story, of her three children following a divorce from her husband, Stephen. Then she went and disappeared with the kids in 95. And lo and behold, the boy wanted to go back. So, he came back all these years later as an adult, but that has to be very strange for that family because he was gone so long. The last time the father saw his son, he was 5 years old. Since then, his father's worked as a paramedic in Indianapolis, now a deputy coroner, working in the same building as the sheriff's office. So 17 years, wow. And the mother, Trina Slinkard, who's now 46, actually still faces a state warrant carrying a charge of violating custody order because that's what she did. And now it's, I guess that they were going after her at one time, but it was dropped because the cooperation with the Mexican government wasn't there. So there wasn't anything that they could do about that. How about that? Wow. That has to be a very strange, strange feeling. After that long of a time, imagine the gaps in between of, you know, what you're talking about. Wow. The other thing when it comes to numbers, if we switch gears for a second and go to politics, how about Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was on CNN today, and I happened to catch it because they were talking to him really about security at the Winter Olympics. But he just decided, you know what, I'm just going to put a fork in it. If they're going to ask me about running, I'm just going to make sure that I tell them I am not running in 2016. And he did that, excuse me. He's not running in 2016. I do not think that this is necessarily a giant surprise to anybody that that he's decided not to run, but all of a sudden recently, not just Wolf Blitzer and his CNN show, but others are asking him. And there's no way after what happened last time, they wouldn't go down that, the Republicans wouldn't go down that same road. We'll be curious to see is who comes off the bench. And there's a lot of prognosticating about it, but we're still a little bit ways away from that. Big story about CVS. CVS, the drugstore, has decided to stop selling tobacco products. And a lot of people are applauding them for doing it, including one Navy Surgeon General, Matthew Nathan. He says that it's a compliment to CVS and their corporate decision. And he says, I think we're seeing a real resurgence of understanding just how deadly, damaging, and debilitating cigarette smoking is, as well as other tobacco-related products, especially on young people. And CVS, I think, surprised, I don't mean surprised a lot of people because they would look like a company that wouldn't do it, but when they decided to come out and say, hey, we're not going to do any of this, we're not going to have any of those products. So according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, smoking prevalence is higher among military personnel than the other civilian population, especially for the people who are currently deployed. Smokeless tobacco products are also growing in popularity. So there's a big concern with that. So the fact that they are the one leader to do that, in you see, wonder if other stores will try to take that same posture or not, if this is, you know, CVS is going it alone, and so they're getting some big headlines for it, and how much of that income they're losing is probably the other side of it. And of course, that's not part of the story, but I would imagine there'd have to be something there, because every time I've been into a CVS, there's always seems to be somebody who's in there getting cigarettes. So to me, that means that they were willing to eat a little bit of the profits, perhaps. How about this story about meth? Unfortunately, the meth problem across the United States is so big. but two men were arrested, and more than $167,000 worth of meth has been turned over to the DEA. So the amount that we're talking about is 14 pounds, and it was stashed behind a car radio. Border Patrol agents arrested two guys after they seized the stuff, found it in that car. The drugs were found by the El Centro Border Patrol guys at the Indio station. They say a 27-year-old man was driving a green Honda Accord when he came to a checkpoint. The Border Patrol alerted their agents to the car. They had found all these wrapped packages of meth behind that radio, as I said, and underneath the dashboard of the car, agents say that it weighed nearly 14 pounds, 13.99, so let's call it 14. And that was the street value I told you about, $167,000. I bet he thought that he was okay, that he was had made it through. They went through about 8 o'clock at night, so probably thinking, okay, it's night, I probably can get it through here. And they were flagged. They found it. That's the key thing. They're always looking for ways to disguise the drugs to smuggle them in the car, and this time it didn't work. A lot of times you'll see that the Border Patrol will pull apart the paneling in a car, especially the older cars, because that's how they used to really, really, really hide, hide drugs. They would hide drugs in different areas of the car because there was places where they wouldn't have looked before. But now drug people have gotten creative, but so has the Border Patrol because they know other areas to look. So how about that? When we hear about these pythons, and because of areas now that are being overrun with construction and whatnot, and sometimes less place for the population to go, in other words, like the python population, although as it was explained to me in Florida, what's happened is a lot of people use them as pets and then they let them go, which is incredible to me. But a giant python that was found and killed Tuesday, they say, might be the largest python ever caught in the state of Florida. The man who killed the python, Bobby Hill, was on a levee 5 miles north of Tamiami Trail. He spent a ton of time in that area. And when he came across the python, and the python is said to be 18 feet 2 inches. 18 feet 2 inches. That's crazy. And this is a guy who gets rid of them for a living, so he's not upset by it. He's not panicking. He shot the snake. That's what he did. And so now they're taking it to the University of Florida to study it to see just how big it is. And a lot of the pythons caught and killed in South Florida end up that way, actually. They experiment and they check it out and try to figure out more about the python. How about that? All right, that's it for another edition of We Can Count.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.